Good morning, Rolene. How are you?
Boke tov, mayhem twins, I tell you.
Do you know he's trying to convince me that men don't see other colours?
You know what? I can kind of see how this theory is proved. I don't think it's that they don't see it. It's that they've literally tuned them out. It's like blue and various shades of blue, light blue, dark blue. You know, we would see teal, we would see aqua, we would know the distinctions.
I don't even know those words.
What color is my shirt?
It's like a lightish red.
He's fibbing. He knows that this is salmon.
Salmon? Okay, I would have gone pink.
Right, is it not maybe coral?
Coral are my shoes.
I've never seen coral that colour. And Rolene, what colour is your hair? Red.
My hair is flaming gorgeous red.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get into some of the news stories. Is the next Miss Germany Jewish?
Oi, gewalt, can you believe it?
No, is she?
I mean, this is like a fabulous irony, and I mean fabulous in all its, you know, beauty queen, campy, over-the-top fabulousness. So Tamar Morali, who sounds not just Jewish, but she sounds Israeli, who's 21 years old. She grew up in Karlsruhe and then Vienna, and now she is back in Germany, and she has entered Miss Germany 2018. And should she win, it would be seen as an achievement not just for the Jewish people, but for the state of Israel as well. And she, in fact, has said she sees her candidacy not only as a personal achievement, but an achievement for the state of Israel and the Jewish people in the diaspora. So she says there's a lot of curiosity about her Jewish roots. Apparently, the organizers are asking her a lot of questions about her background, what it's like to live as a Jew in Germany today. And she says that, you know, like most beauty queens, she hopes for world peace, and that she hopes that while we shouldn't forget the past, but we need to find a way to all live in peace.
What is her special skill when she comes to demonstrate it? Is it like Gomorrah learning?
I don't know. Do they still do skills? Do they do skills for these, like, for these beauty pages?
No,
I know it's like
to.
Flame throwing, but I think you can only throw flames or tiki torches if you're from certain parts of America. But
Really? All right, let's.
It's Howard. He's rubbing off on me.
Rolene, I would like you to go find out for us and please report back. Maybe she juggles.
Maybe she juggles. She because certainly juggles identities. She's Jewish. She's German. She's Israeli. Oy, gewalt. She's definitely juggling something.
We certainly know that beauty pageants no longer have to do with looks.
No.
So she must have other talents.
Look, she's a very pretty young lady. She really is. But I'm with you. It would be very interesting to know what her special talent is.
Kathy, don't you think beauty pageants have had their time and should now be scrapped?
Yes.
That's the correct answer.
Oh, thank you.
You won the prize.
Ding, ding, ding. All right. Rolene, Israeli causes a stir or... Yeah, with the pics inside a Saudi mosque. What is this about?
Well, this is very interesting.
She's got 20 million followers.
Ben Sion. I mean, you couldn't pick a more fabulous name. Ben Sion, son of Zion, has decided to go on a peace-seeking mission. He's Israeli-born. He lives here he's Russian-born. He lives here in Israel. And he defines his hobby as visiting Arab holy places. And he does this, he says, with the intentions of peace. He says that people who he meets, the Arabs who he meets in these places, are very, very warm to him. They're very curious, and they think, you know, they agree with what he's doing. He says they love Israel and they love the Jewish people. He says among the regular people that you speak to, there's no hatred. In fact, he was in Beirut 2 weeks ago, and there's no hatred except when it comes to posting these pictures on social media. And then, you know, all hell seems to break loose. And he says, you know, he meets these people. He says, while they don't talk about Zionism or politics, one state, two state, three state, four state, blue state, he says, you know, they're very curious, you know, how can we help you? How is your stay? You know, what do you think of the country? Nobody's asking him about international affairs. So what he did do was he posted his pictures dressed in a traditional Arab garb inside some of these sites, and it just – the floodgates opened and people just went mashuga.
You know why? Because if I would take a selfie in shul tonight, people would also go a little crazy.
Yeah, for completely different reasons.
Maybe so.
You know, just saying, just putting it out there. Ro, I don't want to run out of time, and we've got about a minute left. United Hatzolah brings a clinically dead baby back to life.
Well, this is unbelievable. So United Hatzolah, which is, of course, a volunteer organization made up of emergency medical specialists, they literally saved the life of a baby who had drowned and was declared clinically dead. Google the video, you can actually see this happening. So what happened was a two-year-old during Sukkot was revived after drowning. And I mean, this can only be described as a miracle, because the child was literally clinically dead for 2 minutes. Unbelievable.
Incredible. That really is amazing.
Should have happened over Easter rather than over Sukkot.
Oh, stop it, Howard. I'm actually turning off your... You know how many people you've just offended? I'm telling you, I'm going to have to use my parking again at the BCCSA. I apologize for Howard Saxton's comments about that it should have happened over Easter. No, it should not happen.
It's time for resurrection.
Really,
we have to...
Rolling marks.
We have to educate you on multicultural affairs.
Okay, Rolly Knox, we're gonna leave it here this morning, because Howard's gonna get me into just more trouble. So we wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing from you just after 5 p.m. on Monday.
Shabbat Shalom, guys. Have a super weekend.
Good job.
Thanks, Rolly. Take care. Bye bye.